Okay, today is Daf Chav Tes. We're on the bottom of Chav Ches and Bey's bottom line. We're in the middle of the sugya of Mitzvah Smichas Kavana. We're pretty much finished with the sugya. Just one final Gemara and then we're done. The real bulk of it was yesterday. No, the end of it was very hard. But now the Gemara says like this. Amar Le Rav Zera L'Shamei. Rav Zera says to his servant, Ichavein V'Takali. Have Kavana and blow shofar for me. Right? Tells him, have kavana because I want you to blow shofar for me. Alma, what do you see? It doesn't mean his servant. It could be his attendant. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar, mashmia boy kavana. That the blower has to have kavana. Right? The blower has to have kavana. So 1 second. Mason, 1 second. We had this tomorrow 3 times already. Haya over achor beis haknesses. If you're passing by the shul, your house is right near the shul, next door. B'shama call shofar. You hear the shofar. Or call Megillah or the Megillah. Im kivein libo yatza v'im lav lo yatza. You have kavana you yotze, and if not, not. 1 second. What about the blower? But 1 second. V'ki kivein libo my hava. You have kavana. Big deal. Ha'ech lo kama kavana daite di day. V'hi nev kavana for you. So what's going on here? So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'shliach tzibor askinan. We're talking about a shliach tzibor. So shliach tzibor, the daite akula amli, he has the whole world in mind, right? The guy's davening for the amli, he's blowing shofar for the shul. He has everyone in mind. It's the guy walking by, the guy in the back, the guy in the front, the ladies. He's having everybody in mind.
What do you have in mind? The people outside the shul.
The whole world. The whole world.
Okay.
Okay. I have in mind whoever I need to have in mind. Okay, so that's why Rav Zera told his attendant, have me in mind, and that's why it's on Akasha from this Gemara, right? Because when someone blows for a shul, he has everybody in mind, the whole world has in mind. Tashma, 1 second. We have another Brisa that says like this, Nishchavein Shomea, let's say the listener has Kavana, Velonis Kavin Mashmia. But the blower doesn't. Or, Niskavin Mashmia, the blower does have in mind, he has in mind, but Velo Niskavin Shomea. The listener doesn't have in mind, that doesn't have Kavana. So, Lo Yatza, you're not Yotze, Ad Shiskavin Shomea Umashmia. You both have to have Kavana. Fine. Anyway, Katani Mashmia Dumya De Shomea. They're both the same. What does that mean, they're both the same? Ma Shomea. Shomea La'atmo. Just like when somebody hears, he's hearing for himself. Af mashmia, mashmia la'atmo. So too, when somebody blows, he's blowing for himself. What does that mean? He's blowing for himself.
What? Blowing for himself also.
Right. Vikatani. And what did it say? Lo yatza. It said you're not yotze. Right.
Wait a minute. He's blowing for himself.
Right.
Also, the wise Miyotze, he's obviously next to Kavana for both of them. For him and himself.
If he might be in the shul, practicing.
No, he's the guy, the blower.
If the blower's practicing, if the blower's practicing, he doesn't have Kavana to be out.
Yeah, he's not practicing. This is for.
The kasha is, Rav Zera told his attendant, have me in mind.
Right.
That's what Rav Zera told him. However, it says over here that if mashmia la'atmo, right, lo yata, right, that's the kasha. What does it mean, mashmia? What does it mean? What does it mean when it says, 1 second. What does it mean when it says mashmia dumya de shomea? The listener is just like the blower. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Ma lo shomea, shomea la'atmo. And the guy hears, he hears for himself. Af mashmia, mashmia la'atza. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Translate it. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Anyway, the Katani, it says, lo yatza. What's lo yatza? What is lo yatza? What case is lo yatza? What? The listener. But what if you have kavana? What if the blower has kavana for himself? And the listener has come on for himself.
Right.
It would be good. I'm blowing for myself. I want to be Mekayim. I know how to blow. I know how to do it. I'm going to Mekayim myself. You're over there sitting on the other end of the room. You have Kavanah to listen to me.
Well, you said the whole time Mashmiya also has that Kavanah to be against everybody else.
Right. It's exactly the Kasha. You see from here, it's not true. If the blower has Kavanah for himself and the listener has Kavanah for himself, it would be good. So I don't dare to tell the guy having me in mind. Wouldn't have to have me in mind. He's sitting right next to him. I'm Kavanah to listen, and you have Kavanah to blow. So, we don't have Kavanah for each other? We don't need that. So why did Rav Zera, that's the question. So why did Rav Zera tell his attendant, have me in mind? You don't have to say that. I'm having in mind to listen. I don't care about, you. You're having in mind for yourself. I have in mind for myself. And it's Yotzei. The only time it's not Yotzei here is when nobody has the intentions. So the Gemara answers, that's the question. Why did Rav Zera have to say it? And without saying it, it would be good. You're blowing for yourself, I'm listening for myself, it's all good. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Shomeya, Shomeya la'atzmo, Umashmiya, Mashmiya l'fi darko. That's the Tanakama. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Medvar Mamurim, that's only by Shliach Tzibur. It's only by Shliach Tzibur, such a thing. Avol b'yachid, but by a yachid, no. Lo yotza achi tzchayim Shomeya u'mashmiya. A yachid, you have to have specific havana. Therefore, we have to tell about the having in mind. Because if Mati's in the room blowing, practicing, or maybe it's not practicing, Rosh Hashanah, and for some reason nobody showed up. Nobody showed up to the shul, he's by himself. So he's like, I gotta be the kind of the mitzvah, no? I'll blow for myself. And one guy walks in. Right? Since who, how many people are in the shul? Two. So then the guy might have to say, please have me in mind. According to Reb Zera, anyway. That's Reb Zera told the guy, please have me in mind. Because he was a yachid. Okay? What?
Makes sense.
Yes. Now this entire Mishnah, except for the end of it, is Agadatha. The Mishnah that's Agadatha. Unusual. Very rare are the Mishnayot that are Agadatha. Very rare. What's it doing here? Because we just spoke about how you have to have Kavanas Halev. So now, some Agadatha about Kavanas Halev. Vahaya, and it was. Kasha Yari Moshe's Yado, when Moshe held up his hands, the Gavar Yisrael, and Yisrael was victorious, right?
This is in the Battle of Amalek.
So the Mishnah asked, the Chiyado shall Moshe Osos Melchamos Oshovos Melchamos? Well, Moshe's hands win the war or lose the war? Elam Olacha, Nasapta calls man, Shah Yisrael, Mistaklim, Klape Mala, as long as the Jews were looking up toward heaven, and they had intentions to serve Hashem, they would win. And if not, they would fail. So what do Moshe's hands have to do with anything? It's a reminder, basically, right? Another thing you find like this. It says in Parashas Chukas, make an image of a snake. Right? There was an outbreak of snakes. Right? V'sim oso alnes, and put it on a pole. V'haya. Kol hanosheich v'roa oso v'chai. Whoever got bitten by a snake will look at this and they'll live. The Mishnah asked, v'chinachish memis onachash mechaya? Does a snake kill or does a snake live? Does a snake kill or does a snake cause life? What do you mean does a snake kill?
Yeah, the snake didn't kill.
This snake didn't kill.
Snake bit.
What? No, we're talking about this one. This one on the pole. Does this one kill? Does this one live? No, Hashem does it.
What do you mean does this one kill? It didn't kill anybody.
If you don't look at it, you would die.
So that's what some say that shot is. If you don't look at it, you would die. Others say, I mean, snakes in the world. Snakes in the world. Right, exactly. It's an expression. Ella, Bisman, she told Mustaklan Kapimala. When the Bnei Yisrael would look toward the heavens, Umishabdin, Ezliban Lavin Shashamayim, and they would... and they would dedicate their hearts toward heaven, Hayim Misrapin. They would get healed. V'yim lav. And if not, Hayim Nimukim. They would not get healed. They would die from the poison.
Why wouldn't you? Those atheists in the foxhole, you're bit by a snake. What are you doing? Damn it. Help. You gotta go. Right?
I hear you. Cheresh Shota V'katan. V'cheresh Shota V'katan. Ein Motziyin Es HaRabim Yudei Chavasan. They cannot be Yotzei the Rabim. They're Chiyuv. They cannot. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol she'eino mechuyev b'davar. Anytime you're not mechuyev in something, eino motzi es harabim yidei chavasan. You cannot be motzi the rabim in your chiyuv. Okay? Now, the Mishnah only listed three people that can't be moti the oilam. A cheresh, a shota, or a cotton. There were other people that we're not sure about. Here we go. Till the end of the page is very easy, Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Hakol chayavim b'tkiya shofar. Everybody's chayav to blow shofar. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avadim, Mishachwarim, obviously. Tumtum v'androgynous. A tumtum v'androgynous also chayav. Why? Because maybe they're men. Maybe they're men. Women are not machayav in shofar. It's a mitzvah seishas van grama. So, but they do it anyway. They come to shul, but they don't have chuyav. But tumtum v'androgynous are machuyav because maybe they're men. Also, misha chetio av eved v'chetio ben chorin. Half an eved, half a ben chorin. How do you have such a person? He was a slave, owned by two people, and one freed him. So he's half free and half not free.
So we pass him women are machuyav.
No, they're not.
Well, why do it a second time? A third
because why not get them to give him a mitzvah? Why not? Why not give him a mitzvah? There's no reason not to, but they're not mechuyev. It's no different than there's not any mitzvah that's just about grandma. So the truth is, anamid beis.
They take part of many of them.
Yeah.
No, I know, but so if they miss it, they miss it.
If they miss it, they miss it. But if they don't miss it. So what's the downside? What's the down? Why not do it for them? Why not do it for them? Right? Tumtum, later in the week, we're going to talk more about that. Tumtum, a tumtum, ain't no motzi, he can't be motzi anybody. Lo es mino, lo es she'eno mino. He can't even be motzi another tumtum. He for sure can't be motzi somebody else. Why can't he be motzi another tumtum? Because maybe he's a woman. So he can't be motzi anybody. Androgynous, motzi es mino. Now, an androgynous can be motzi another androgynous. The Abel Eno Lo She'eno Mino. He can't be mostly anybody else. Why can't he be mostly another androgynous? Why? Because we don't assume maybe he's a woman. We say it's a barrier of anathema. It's its own world. So in their own world, they can be mostly each other. Could a woman be mostly a woman? I don't know. Probably not, because not Mechuyev. Mi Shechetio Eved Vechetio Ben Chorin Eno Moti Lo Es Mino Velo Es She'eno Mino. He can't be mostly anybody. Amar Mar. Hakal chayav b'tkiya shofar. Now, by the way, why can't it ever be motzi anybody? Because maybe the half that's blowing is the slave part, right? So the Gemara is going to say in a minute, he can't even motzi himself. Can't even motzi himself, right? Amar Mar. Now we said it a minute ago, hakal chayav b'tkiya shofar. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Tzapshita. But that obvious. Ihani lo mechayiv, iman mechayiv. Not them. Who is chayiv? What kind of statement was that? So the Gemara says, it's a very difficult answer. First, the Gemara gives one answer. Here's the answer. Kahanim Mishpichalei. It's written for the Kahanim. Leviim HaShelem has thrown in as a side point. The real Iker wants to teach you. I would think Kahanim are not Mechayiv in the Mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Why not? Sokadat Dechamina, I would think. Ho'ol V'kasiv Yom Teruah Yilachem. Yom Kippur, Yom Rosh Hashanah is a special day to Yom Teruah. Man Delesi El Tekiah Dechad Yomuhu Demechayiv. So who's Chayiv in Tekiah Shofar? People that only have Tekiah Shofar one day a year. Ava, Bahani Kahanim, but these Kahanim, however, it's new, but Tekiah to Kol Shana, they have Tekiah the whole year, every day of the year. Why? Dechiv, Uzekatim, Mechatzotros, Al Olo Seichem, they used to blow every day by when they brought Karbonos. So, Emel Olo Chayiv, I would think, they're not a Chayiv at all. Kamasho, no, the Chayiv. Ah, says they go, be dummy, what kind of thing is that? Hatsam bechatzotzot v'hach a shofar. That every day was chatzotzot. This is shofar. What kind of comparing apples and oranges? So Gemara says you're right. Ela itzrach a different shot. So I would think. Hal v'tnan. Since we learned, this is such a far fetched chashash. Since we're trying to answer why the Mishnah, why this Bryce has said that a kohen levi yisrael a chayav and tkiya shofar. Of course they are. Who's now? Who else then? No, I would have thought kahanim are not. Why are they not? Ho will sit. Listen to this. Ho will sit. Utnan. It says. Shava ha-yovel or Rosh Hashanah l'tzkiyah l'brachas. That yovel, once every 50 years, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, they would daven and blow shofar like it was Rosh Hashanah. That's what we learned, right? Man de'isim mitzvah yovel, it's b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. So if the law of once every 50 years applies to you, if that applies to you once every 50 years, then every year Rosh Hashanah applies to you. Vahani kahanim, but these kahanim, hovel v'lesnu b'mitzvahs di yovel. They're not mechayiv in the mitzvahs of yovel. It's only a half true statement. Anyway, why? Why are they not machayev? Why are they not under the laws of Yovel? Ditnan, because we learned. Now, everybody else, if you sell a field, it goes back at Yovel. If you sell a house, it goes back at Yovel. Or you have 2 years to redeem it, right? If you don't redeem it, you have 1 year to redeem a house. If you don't redeem it, you lose it. What about if it's not in a walled city? All these complicated rules. None of those rules apply to Kahanim. Ditnan. Kahanim, Leviim, Mokrim, Le'olam. The sale could go forever. V'golim, Le'olam. And they could also redeem it forever. Unlike other people, after 1 year, you can't redeem the house. That's it, you blew it. You sell the house, the guy keeps it forever. Not a Kohen, you can always get it back. Also, if you sell a field, you can't redeem it for the first 2 years. The guy has a minimum of 2 years to work on the field. Then he can say you want it back. Not a Kohen. So I would have thought, Ema, the mitzvah, the Rosh Hashanah, lo lechayvu. So the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah should not apply to a Kohen. Come on, Shvam, they do. And by the way, what doesn't apply to a Kohen on Yovel? Of course Yovel applies to a Kohen. What doesn't apply? Things that Yovel break. Right? Like the field and the house. Regular Yovel applies to a Kohen. That his avadim go free, and he's not allowed to work the land either, it's a Shemitah. One aspect doesn't apply to a Kohen. So therefore, since once every 50 years, Yovel is compared to Rosh Hashanah, and some parts of Yovel don't apply to a Kohen, so I would have thought that I'm a chayv at Kiyah Shofar. Kamash one they are. I was very far-fetched. Okay. Then we said, Misha chetzu eved v'chetzu ben chorin, eina mochi lois mino, v'loa she'eino mino. Amar of Huna, ula'atza mochi. What, and himself he could be? Maybe the slave part of himself is being mochi, the free part of himself? Amar of Nachman of Huna, maishna dila'acherim. Well, when it comes to somebody else, why can't Eved, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, be Motzi somebody else? Why not? Because, Delo, that wouldn't work. Delo, Asi, Tad Abdus, Umapik, Tad Cheres. His Abdus half can't be Motzi, his Cheres half. So, Ula Atzmo Nami. Lo Asi, Tad Abdus, Didei, Umapik, Tad Cheres, Didei. His half shouldn't be Motzi, his other half. You're right. Ela Amar of Nachman, Afla Atzmo, Eina Motzi. He can't even Motzi himself. You're right, he cannot be Motzi himself. Tanya Nami Hachi, Misha Chetio Eved, Vechetio Ben Chorin, Af La'atzmo Eina Motzi. He cannot even be Motzi himself. Now that we're talking about being Motzi, the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion, which is very relevant to Halacha L'maisa, about being Motzi other people. So the Gemara starts off like this. Tani Ahava Bereder of Zera, Kol HaBrachos Kulon, any bracha, it doesn't mean any bracha, it means any mitzvah. Af Al Pi Sheyatza, Motzi. Even though I was Yotze already, Motzi. I can be Motzi you. Why? Says Rashi in one line. Shahare kol Yisrael arevim zel bazeh lemitzvos. Every Jew is responsible for every other Jew in mitzvos. So I can be Motzi you in shofar. I can be Motzi you in any other mitzvah. Chutz, except for miberchas halechem uberchas hayayin. Except for bread and wine. Why? She'im lo yotza motzi. If I wasn't yotze, right? But this is not talking about a mitzvah. It's a brichas nenin. Right?
What are you yotze?
I can make... She'im lo yotza motzi. If I didn't make a motzi lechem in aretz, or a bor priya gofen, I can be motzi you. I'll make a bracha for the both of us. Right? I'll make a bracha for a shahakal on the apple, and it'll include you. And you don't have to make a shahakal on the apple. But, v'im yata, but if I don't want to eat the apple, I'm not eating the apple, then ain't a motzi, then I can't be motzi you.
Why are you not
there? Well, I'm sorry, not a shahakal, her eight. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. If I'm not eating it, I can't be motzi you. But if I am eating it, I can be motzi you. When it comes to a mitzvah, it doesn't matter if I'm being motzi or not, if I'm partaking or not. I can always be motzi you.
So I can make kiddush 5 times.
Kiddush, you can make kiddush 5 times. We're going to talk about that right now. Boy, what? No, you don't have to. You don't even have to drink it. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. But 1 second, we're going to get to that in a second. Apple's not a mitzvah. Boy, Rava. Rava asked the following question. Birchas halechem. Shel matzah, ubirchas hayayin, shel kiddush hayom, mahu. What's the story with hamotzi for matzah or yayin for kiddush, says Rashi, we have to do this Rashi inside. Second line, mahu, al achilas matzah, on the bracha of al achilas matzah, u mekadesh Yisrael, or what's the bracha of mekadesh Yisrael? Lo tibayalach. Don't ask me that, Kasha. That's not a Kasha. By the way, the Turi Evan says, Turi Evan asks a brilliant question. Why does Rashi say, Umekadesh Yisrael? Which is what? Only on Yontif. Why didn't he say Umekadesh HaShabbos? Why did he pick Yontif? So the Turi Evan says, no, why didn't he say Umekadesh HaShabbos every week? Well, you only pick about three times a year.
No, because HaShabbos is saying multiple times different things.
So,
you have to say the
so they didn't give that answer. He threw everything. You see from here that you can only be mosi somebody on a derabanan, not on a deraita. Kiddush Shabbos is a deraita, and Kiddush Yontif is a derabanan. Rashi goes out of his way to say Mikadosh Yisroel only by a derabanan does this work. What about Achilas Matzah? What about Achilas Matzah? Maybe he means what? It's a deraita. Maybe he means Lecha Mishnah. On a regular Shabbos, then he would have said a much lechem enough.
They would tell.
Only on the Rabbanah. Maybe. Why did Rashi say that? Why did Rashi say Yontif and not Shabbos?
The same way you can be much to somebody Yontif, you're to somebody Shabbos.
Maybe not. Exactly. Maybe only on the Rabbanah, not on the Raisas. That's what Rashi. That's what the Turi Evan says. The Sfasema says absolutely not. Why Rashi did this? I don't know. Why Rashi picked a case of Yontif, I don't know. Maybe because of what Mati said. But it's not true that you can be Moti somebody only on Durabanan. It's not true. Then Rashi continues. Again, Al-Achilas Matzah Mekadosh Yisrael Loti Boilach. On Matzah and Kiddush, don't ask me. She'ein Boz El Lefish HaMavarech Tzarech Yitom. You have to taste yourself. V'i Efshar Lahonos Below Bracha. It's impossible for you to make Kiddush and not be Moti. Inami lo tom iu lo efsha de lo yavle lechad minay lutom uboy bracha mai. But I don't have to be the one to drink it. You can drink it. Someone has to drink it. Doesn't have to be me. Doesn't have to be the makadesh. Doesn't have to. So can I make kiddush and not drink it? Only you're going to drink. Right.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Right. Kiven dechovahu. Mapik. Since it's a chiyuv, why not? It's a chiyuv. Oh, Dilma, well, bracha lav chovahu. The bracha is not a chiyuv. Right? What does that mean, the bracha is not a chiyuv?
Maybe that's a
what?
Maybe that's what you mean by the derabanan.
Right?
The bracha is a derabanan.
So when I make kiddush, I make two brachas. I make kiddush, turn on that Friday night. We'll get to Shabbos morning in a minute. I make kiddush, two brachas. Mekadesh HaShabbos. That Rashi says, don't ask me that. For sure I can be Motzi you. Then it's a Bar Priyagafen. So can I be Motzi you in the Bar Priyagafen if I don't drink myself? After all, it's a Brachas Nenin. The fact that it's connected to Kiddush, does that help? Does that make it better? Or does it make it no difference? What? So the Gemara answers, Toshma, the Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says like this, Ki Avina Be'er Rav Papi, when I was by Rav Papi's house, Havi Mekadesh Lon, he made Kiddush for us. And when the guys came in from the field, he made kiddush for them again. So what do you see? You're allowed to. He doesn't drink any drink already. You're allowed to. That's Friday night. What? What did you ask me? What? How you didn't drink again? Well, because he was already yotzi his kiddush. He was already yotzi. He's only doing it for them.
Right.
Right. So there's a machlokas we've shown him here. What about Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning, there is no other bracha. It's just hagafen. Right. We could say all these psukim beforehand to give it some oomph. It's, at the end of the day, it's just a hagafen. So can you be motzi somebody else when it's just a hagafen? It's a machlokas we've shown him. We paskin you can. What? That's a separate issue. We paskin you can. Right? We paskin you can, which is why it goes on every day, every Shabbos. People are being mostly other people, they make kiddush already. So, make kiddush for me. I don't want to make kiddush myself. Fine, no problem. You're allowed to do that. you're not going to drink it, that doesn't make a difference. Even like what Mati said is true. Even though all it is a habafen, it's in the context of a mitzvah, it transforms into a brachas mitzvah, and that you're always allowed to be motzi somebody else, even if you're not being motzi yourself. That's why. Exactly, that's why. But you stop sitting at the lunch table and someone says, make a hagafen for me, but I'm not going to drink, that would be a problem. So different than an apple or any other thing. Right? As a matter of fact, when you're being motzi somebody else, in usually this happens, right? The balabas of the house makes a bracha hamotzi lechem haaretz and gives out chal to everybody. They should not make a bracha. Their own bo'am, right? Right? They should not make a hamotzi lechem haaretz by themselves. Why? What's the big deal? Why can't they? The problem is a technical problem, because it's lechem mishnah. There's no lechem mishnah. They're one piece. How are they being motzi on the bracha of hamotzi lechem haaretz? Because the balabas is being motzi them. It's a mitzvah. It's lechem mishnah. It's a mitzvah, and it's okay. Right? You should not make your own bracha. I know people do that. Sometimes they don't realize. They don't realize. They think a challah. They're so trained. It's a good thing in a way. They're so trained to make, and nothing goes in their mouth without making a bracha. So they make a bracha. But at the Shabbos meal or Yontif meal, they shouldn't do it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Lo yifros adam prusa la'archin ela imkin ochel imohen. Again, you shouldn't give the archim bread unless you're eating with them, right? I'm not sure this is a mitzvah. This might not be a context of a mitzvah. This is a stam on a Tuesday afternoon, right? So then on a Tuesday afternoon, there is no lechem mishnah. So on a Tuesday afternoon, why are you making a hamotzi for them and then not eating with them? They shouldn't do that, right? Shouldn't do that. But for the kids, you could do that to mechanech them in mitzvos, right? What? Making brachas, yeah, whatever. So that's a big discussion, because the Ritva says that I'm making the brachas only the Rabbana. So you're really making a bracha of a tala. You're making a hamotzi, you're not eating, only they're eating. But you're being motzi them, and how did you do that? So the Ritva says it's only a bracha, is only the Rabbana. And b'mokam chinuch, it's okay. You see that in many places. Many places they do that. The Gemara will make a bracha to mechanech the kids and will not eat. But the Gemara is doing it to get the kids to learn what a bracha is. It goes on in many places. The Ritva says,
you do it in your own house.
What?
You do it in your house when your kids.
Right. So the Ritva says, I make a bracha levatala.
You don't say Hashem's name. Then you say Baruch HaTam, the kids fill in the. You don't say the whole thing.
At the beginning, you know what? You did.
That's not what the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say you do that. The Gemara says you make a bracha. So how can you make a bracha? It's a bracha levatala. Says the Ritva. It's only a derabanan. And b'makom chinuch, that's okay.
Why do they not make it?
They don't know how. They don't know how. The kids don't know how. We're not talking about a 12-year-old kid.
Exactly.
We're talking about a 4-year-old kid. Or a 5-year-old kid. They're very young. They don't know what about. They wash their hands. You make the natil sedayim for them. And you do all these things to get to that. It's a bracha levatala. Because you're not eating. So the Ritva says like this. It's not a problem. A bracha is only the Rabbana. And b'makom chinuch, it's waived. The problem is, the Rambam says it's a daraisa. Because when it says, a bracha levatala says it's a daraisa, because you mention Hashem's name in vain. It says it's a daraisa. So according to the Rambam, you have to figure out how to get out of that.
But it's hard to say that if it's a daraisa, it's hard to say that.
If it's a darabon, it's not a darabonon. So the rabbi said, in the mokum chinuch, it's not going to be a problem. But if it's a Torah problem, if making a bracha levatal is a Torah problem, how could you get around that just because it's chinuch? It's a hard thing to swap, right? It's a hard one. So you have to figure out, maybe according to the Rambam, maybe that's how it developed, not to make the real bracha, right? To say fake things, that maybe that's why it's trying not to. But if you want to, if I don't know how we paskin on this issue, but if you don't hold the Rambam, it's not a problem. There are many, many schools that they do it like this. They do it, they don't hold the Rambam. They just make brachas left and right. Why? Because it's the chinuch. So the Rabbanan made a rule that you can't make brachas for no reason. B'makom chinuch, it's not for no reason. It's not for no reason. If you hold it, so it's a daraisa, it's hard to say, well, for my chinuch, it's okay. Hard to say that. It's a daraisa. Right? Uba halal, uba megillah. And for Hal and Megillah, Afal Pisha Yotze Motzi. Even though it's Yotze, I can Motzi someone else. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, which is why you can make you can read Megillah. What Hal, I'm not sure what Hal means, but there's no such thing as being Motzi someone a Hal today. But Megillah, classic example. Someone calls you up, oh, I broke my foot, I couldn't get to shul. Could you come lane for me? Oh, I laned already. So what? You can Motzi them again.
And come back and make the brothers again.
What?
Make
who makes the brachas? That's a complicated story. But that's that. But that's that's yeah. What?
I did.
So I could be moti somebody even though I was already yotze. Right. The answer is yes.
But
absolutely.
If you have the clock for us.
But the bracha of Megillah is the Shmaya. It's not the correct Likrais Megillah, it's the Shmaya. So he's listening to it again anyway.
Right.
Are you saying he's listening to it again?
It's not the Shmaya, it's Likra.
It's Likra.
No, Likra Megillah.
Al Mikra Megillah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Only by women, some people change it. We change it. Okay, Hajin Alach, Ru'u Bezdin, Hajin Alach, Ru'u Bezdin, Hajin Alach, Ru'u Bezdin. Next. Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah. Why did you say it like that? Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah? How about Rosh Hashanah? What would be Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah? So the Cheshek Shlomo says, well, there are four Rosh Hashanahs, no? So we want to say it's the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah. That's a hard answer because we don't say that anywhere else. Right? We're not talking about Tu B'Shvat here. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, Yontav Shal Sukkah. Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If it falls out on Shabbos. You're right. So B'Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, how you token? They would blow a shofar, Avalah B'Medina, but not in the rest of the world. As we know, we do not blow a shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they did. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made a takana, Sheyu token B'Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, that you can still blow shofar any place where there's a Bezdin. Right? Why? Why'd they do that? The Gemara will explain. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai El B'Yavna Bilvad. That was only in Yavna they made that rule. Only in Yavna they made such a rule, not afterwards. Amru Lo, they said, no, Echad Yavna, Echad B'chol Malkam. No, not, it's Yavna in every place. Sheish B'Bezdin. Anyway, there was a Bezdin.
Anyway,
there was a Bezdin. But Odos, not only that, Hoysa Yerushalayim Yisira Al Yavna, Yerushalayim, not the Beis HaMikdash. The whole city had an extra mile over Yavna. Shechol Ir Shehi Roe Vishomas Ukrova, any city that could see Yerushalayim, or could hear Yerushalayim, or was close to Yerushalayim, V'yachol Labo, token, they could be able to... And, right, U'b'Yavna, Lo Yitoken Al Bezim Bovad, but the Yavna was only in the Bezim. So even if you shalai and you want to say, well, I live far, I could see, I could hear, then you also could blow, not in Yavna. Yavna is only by the Bezdin. Tomorrow is such a complicated daf, Bisnei Bezdin, Bisman Bezdin, so complicated.
By the way, this is the Shua, the Rova, and the Beholah
of Hope. It's all the trouble. Correct, but it's taking the Megillah. Right, exactly, it's a good point. Right. So before we die, right, so let's do.
I know.
So we're going to do the Tosfos of Avaloba Medina. Tosfos asks a bomb question. He says like this. Lo be Yerushalayim, v'lo be Gvulin, not in Yerushalayim, not in the other parts of Israel, the Mepharish Bekuntris, like Rashi says. Some held that Mikdash meant the whole city of Yerushalayim. Rashi didn't hold like that, and Tosfos didn't hold like that. The Rambam held like that. V'hadiktani kol ir, I says kol any city, sheroe, v'shomas tokenba. What does that mean? Any city? Hainu la'acha Chorban, that was after the Chorban. She tikin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That's after the Chorban. That's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai after the Chorban. Okay. V'im Tomar, here's Tosfos' bomb question. Maishnami Lulav, why is Shofar different than Lulav? Shahayanital afilu bigvulim as Mansabesh Mikdash Kayim, Kedamashim Beresh Lulav Arava. In the Beis HaMikdash times, you were allowed to shake a Lulav on Shabbos.
In Yerushalayim.
Right? And now, I feel a bit vulin, even anywhere. They would bring the lulav before shul. Oh, so v'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, the shiny lulav is different. She'ena ela tiltil ba'alma. It's just shaking it. How ill? The Ishti b'mikdash, since they mattered it in the Beit HaMikdash, lo hichmiru b'medina. They didn't be machmir in the Medina. Aval tkiya shofar, it's not just blowing it. Ma'is ha'chachma. You have to know how to do it. So the chashash is greater that you're going to mess up. What already do you have to know, Falolov? What are you doing already? You have to shake it. You don't have to do anything. When it comes to shofar, you have to know how to blow. So there's a more of a greater potential for a problem. Therefore, only the Beis HaMikdash.
What's the issue with the lulav? The issue of the lulav is carrying.
Correct. So if you carry, you're not allowed to carry it. But what if you bring it to shul the day before?
You said before that you can carry it.
No, he meant before you carry it before. You leave it in shul. You can do the same thing with a shofar. I'll bring the shofar before Shabbos and I'll blow it in shul. No, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Maybe you'll carry it. How come by lulav we didn't have that problem in the Beis HaMikdash times? Because after all, what is it already? It's just blowing it. We can get to your answer in a minute. It's just blowing it. I'm just shaking it. But what happened? Did I ask somebody something? When it comes to shofar, it's a whole ma'isa chachma, much greater potential for a problem, and therefore it's asr only in the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's true, such if the umihu kasha, 1 second. The la'achar churban abayis, now after the churban it changes. Hikilu tvei b'shofar mi b'lulav. Now we're more makel by shofar than by lulav. Why? There was no such thing. You're allowed to blow, you're allowed to shake a lulav by a bezdin. No, Rabbi Yochanan is not going to admit a rule like that. You can shake lulav by a bezdin, but by shofar he did. Shetiki and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she token b'chol makom, she ispo bezdin. Anywhere there's a bezdin, you're allowed to blow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ava lulav, lo ishtari. No way. Kidamash mahasam, temuki lahi, the malikin lulavayim, bisman beis mitzvah, ubekvul mashu, bisman shein beis mitzvah, kaim, lohote b'shum makom. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you can't take a lulav on Shabbos at all. In what about a shofar? By a bezdin you could. What's wrong with that? Tosfos gives 2 answers. Neither of them are Mati's answer. The Ritva is going to give Mati's answer. V'yesh lomar, the shofar, listen to this. Hakam u'meikl by shofar? Shehu maila z'chronam shal Yisrael aviv shvash shamayim. It's Rosh Hashanah after all. It's Rosh Hashanah, right? Lo ratu levata lagamri. They didn't want to do away with that. They want to do away with that. They're going to do away with shofar. The kivon, the takan, b'chad bezdin. So they said, okay, you want to do it in one bezdin? Tikin b'chol makom sheish bezdin. Any place where there's a bezdin. Afal pi, shebezman abayit, lo hoya el ha-mikdash dafka. But when the bezdin was here, you can only do it in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to do away with shofar. What kind of Rosh Hashanah would that be? What kind of year would that be?
See, I thought he was going to go into how you eliminate the rice for the rabbanim.
Right, so we're not going to talk about that.
Absolutely not.
So you hear what he's saying? To do away with shofar, I can do away with shofar. That's one answer. For Odi Shlomar, the bedin hu the lulav yedocha bedvul and yosemi b'shofar. Another reason, really, is a reason to make lulav worse. Why? Shabrosh Hashanah lo hay. Listen to this answer. Lo hay yodea kviyas hachodesh el b'Yerushalayim. You're not even sure it's really Rosh Hashanah today. So you don't maybe it's not. So you don't want to let me blow. Blow already. Might as well. Avol yom rishon the lulav. But by the time the 15th came, you already knew it's today's Sukkot. This is all Suffolk. So therefore, you can't touch it. But shofar, maybe today's not really. Okay, don't you want to blow by a bezin? No problem. 2 other answers. One answer was Mati. The Ritva gives 2 other answers. Number one.
That doesn't make sense.
Rosh Hashanah is only one. I know, it doesn't make any sense.
Because you know it's Shabbos. You don't know it's Rosh Hashanah, but you know it's Shabbos.
Right.
So what is it? It's even worse. Maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah, but it's Shabbos. Now I'm carrying maybe.
An answer is a good point. I can answer that. So the Ritva gives 2 other answers. Number one, lulav for 7 days. If you don't take it one day, it's a big deal. You'll take it for 6 other days. That's what we're talking about. It's only for 1 day. It's a big deal. So 1 day. Shofar for the whole thing is only 1 day.
It's 2 days.
Then it was 1 day. So if you don't blow it today, you're not going to blow it at all. All right. So the bezin blow it at least. That was one answer. Another answer he gives is because a lula, a shofar, is a barabim. So barabim, no problem. Barabim, the rabbin, the best is to make sure not to violate. Lulav is every individual person. You can't watch the whole Klal Yisrael. So they said, don't take a lulav on Yom Tov, on Shabbos.
Shofar is not necessarily barabim.
It's a chiyuv like just like shofar, just like lulav. It's a private individual chiyuv. But the way it developed was, it's only one person blows a shul. Right? It's not like a shofar. You don't have a kafis like that, like a lulav. It's not like that. One person is mostly everybody.
The bezin was talking the Kodesh.
What?
So bezin knew it was Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
No one else knew it was Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Right. No, the whole Yerushalayim knew. But in Haifa they didn't know. It's too far away. Right. 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 Interesting. I love when Tosafot gives answers that are so difficult. You know? Such unusual reasons. Okay, I mean, the reason about Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, after all, Rosh Hashanah, that's a good reason. Right? That's not, you know, listen, we all get very, very emotional by Shofar. We don't feel that way by Lulav. Right? It's a mitzvah, it's special. Not the same kind of feeling. Everyone knows that. Right, right. Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? How do you know all what? That shofar is docha Shabbos. That you don't. How do you know that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? How do you know? So by the way, the Gemara is going to say it's based on a pasuk. Amar of Levi bar Lachma, Amar of Chama bar Chanina, Kasev Echad Omer Shabbos on Zichron Trua. One pasuk says that shofar is a Zichron Trua. Oh, remember it. Remember the Trua. Because of Echad Omer Yom Trua Yilochem. It's a Yom Trua. How do you reconcile? Lokasha. Can be Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, just remember the Truah, don't blow. Can be Yontif Shechalios B'Chol. And the other one is when Yontif falls out on a Chol. Oh my Rava, one second. Imi Doraisa hi? The Mikdash Echid Takin, if that's true, it's a Doraisa? That can be blown in the base of Mikdash. That can't be right. But oh, Halav Malacha hi. It's not a Malacha. It's just Kral and Uta. I need a Pasuk to tell me it's okay? No. The Tanya, the baby Shmuel. Kol Malacha is Avod Alotatsu. It's not a malacha, it's a chachma. So why can't I do it? Why is it asr? That can't be right. Ela Amar Rava, you're right. Midaraisa Mishra Shari. Really, midaraisa, it's mutter. V'derabanan hu degazer, v'kid derabba. The rabbanan hu gozer because of rabba, gizont. Tamar rabba, hakol chayavim t'kia shofar. Everyone's chayavim t'kia shofar. V'na kol b'kiyim t'kia shofar. But not everyone's a baki t'kia shofar. So gzira, shema yitlena b'yado, maybe you'll take it, v'yelechay t'al baki, lilmod, v'yavirena dalat amas b'rashus rabbin. And he'll come to carry it. Behind the time of the Lulav, behind the time of the Megillah. That's the reason for Lulav, and that's the reason for Megillah. Says the Ritva over here something brilliant. He says the real reason why you can't blow shofar is you might come to carry. It's only because it's dependent on the Kviyas HaChodesh. Doesn't say that at all. He says that's why Mila is Docha Shabbos. Mila has nothing to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. It's the eighth day when the baby's born. Regardless what you're doing with the month, it doesn't matter. The eighth day. That's why Mila is Docha Shabbos. Did you ever wonder, why don't we make it Zera? So the answer, the obvious answer is because nobody who's not a Bucky is going to try it. Oh, I'll do the Mila today. How do I do that? Let me go ask somebody. No one's going to do that. Only someone who's an expert is going to do a Mila. That's the best, the pashtus answer why Mila is Docha Shabbos. There's no gzeir or shemi avi renom. No one's going to try it. But says the Ritva, that's not the reason. The reason is because the only gzeir was made because of the kriyas hachodesh problems. Right, Shabbos, Yontif, not sure the day. Therefore, it's a gzeir. That's a hard answer.
There's only true.
You're right.
There's only true for shofar, but not for lulav and not for megillah.
What do you mean? I know, it's a difficult answer. Okay, the standard answer is because no one who's not an expert is going to try it. Therefore, it can be Docha Shabbos. Okay. Bishachar Beit HaMikdash, Hiskin B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai made a gzera. That what? To blow it in a mezina. To blow it in Bezin. Tanur Rabbanan, Pamachas, one time, so the Rosh Hashanah says it's the first time it happened. The first time after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Shabbos. Chav Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. It fell out on Shabbos. Vayu kol ha'am, Wisconsin. Everybody said, what do we do? Are we blowing shofar now? In the Besdin? So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the B'nai B'Seira, Niska, the blow, I said to blow. He told the B'nai B'Seira. The question is who these people are. Because Hillel had a ha with the B'nai B'Seira. So who are they? That was 150 years before this. So it's a question of who they are. Anyway, Amar Lo, no, nothing. Let's think it out. So Amar Lahem, Niska, no, Va'achakach Nodin. First blow, and then we'll ask questions later. So La'achashataku, after they blew, Amar Lo, Nidon. Let's think it out. So Amar Lahem, well, Kfar Nishma, we're carrying beyond. They already blew. Now we're going to hack with it. They may shiv and lacha maisa. We're not going to undo a maisa. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai outsmarted them, and he got his way. Okay, do one more line.
Amar lo Rebbe Lazar lo hits kid Rechon Metaka El Biavna Bovad. They said only in Yavna. Amru lo Echad Yavna Echad Chol Makom. Sheyesh Bo Bezdin. So Amru lo Hayna Tanakama. It's the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama said anywhere. Then he said Yavne, and then they said no, anywhere. Anywhere there's a Bezdin. So what's the same thing? No, it could be Daniel Beidina Akroy. The difference could be an ad hoc bezin, like a temporary bezin sprung up here. It's not a kviyah de kabezin. That could be a dispute. Maybe Tanakam would say that's a problem, and this other Amrulo would say that's fine. All right, so we got to the bottom of the page, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.